At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Back at it, 4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, Thanksgiving Eve. We can call it that, I think. Sky Unash back with you, Mark Dukes alongside, Alex Kuhn, our producer, Jim Klass, getting ready to set sail here for a Wednesday. Taking it through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. Plenty to get to. John Cranton from Jim Fye Sports in Las Vegas will be joining us. We will talk about the big rivalry games in college football. We'll talk about the slate of NFL games, some very big ones. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Panel will assemble. We will have the Carl Nerney's Pick 6 brought to you by Carl Nerney's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City on Highway 1 West. We'll do that coming up. And a Bowling Night in America preview coming up this evening as well. Thanks to Alex Kuhn for sitting in the last couple days. My annual decompression between the end of football and the start of basketball. So I drive back yesterday morning and bang, basketball game last night. I had the game at Jeff. Alex had the game over at Solon last night. So we're off and running. We made the transition very smoothly from football to basketball.
Back at it again. Yeah, we pulled it off the last couple days. I'll put it that way.
There was a lot to get to, I understand.
There was a lot to get to. We talked a lot about Kirk Ferentz's recruiting policy yesterday. We talked about Notre Dame and the penalties it received. But, yeah, we're into basketball, wrestling, swimming season now on the high school ranks. By the way, I had a couple people inquire about Chris Liss. Chris is going to take the week off.
Yes.
And he'll get back with us next Wednesday.
Yeah, he'll be back with us next Wednesday. Shortened week, and there's just not enough hours in the day to get everything taken care of. I hope we understand. I know you will. You'll get through it. We'll hold hands and do fantasy football together. Hey, if you want to send us a question, we'll answer it.
Jeff Bruner already did.
We're first and second.
All right. Yes, we are in our
right league. Right now in our league.
Let's help Bruner here. He needs a flex. Jonathan Stewart or Todd Gurley?
Well, Todd Gurley is stunk.
Well, Bruner could probably tell you that.
Stewart is playing the Oakland Raiders. Who would that be? Who are they playing? Who are the Rams playing this week? I know they're on the road. They're on the East Coast. Help me out with that. I'm not exactly sure, but
Los Angeles is at New Orleans.
A lot of points will be put up. I might go Stewart. There you go. There's free fantasy information for you. We are not Hall of Famers.
Brew, if I were you, I'd go Oppo.
That could be. You might be right on that. So
you should be more concerned with Bowling Night America, Brew.
More on that. More on that coming up a little bit later on. A couple things to get to as far as news and notes are concerned. The Iowa football team will take on Nebraska Friday. Most people are aware of that. We'll have the pregame show at 12:30 from our studios here before the boom. And that will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And after the final gun, live from Iowa City, I'll be down there. You'll be down there. Tyler Ryder will be down there. We'll talk to Todd Brommelkamp as well. Looking forward to it. Should be a very entertaining game between Iowa and Nebraska. Stop on by afterwards. Give us a call. Send us a text on the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3. Iowa's captain, honorary captain for this week. Might want to suit him up. Abdul Hodge, the former linebacker.
Yes, Abdul Hodge is going to be the honorary captain for Friday's game. Again, that's a 2:36 kickoff, the Hy-Vee Heroes game. Hodge was really good, wasn't he?
Oh, he and Greenway, were they maybe the best linebacker duo in Iowa football history? There have been some good ones.
Well, you had Morris and Kirksey and Hitchens.
That was a good group. But 1-2, a 1-2 punch like Chad Greenway and Abdul Hodge. Hodge would have had a longer NFL career, except for the fact that he got hurt. He could not overcome injuries once he got into the National Football League, and Chad Greenway is still playing, right now, I think, in his 10th or 11th year right now with the Minnesota Vikings. Been with one team the whole time.
Hodge was a third-round draft pick in 2006 by the Green Bay Packers. He played for the Packers, Cincinnati, and Carolina. He finished up in 2010. As you mentioned, injury-plagued career.
Yeah, very injury-plagued career, but he will be back, and he will be the honorary captain for this week's game. You let me know what was happening the last couple days in the show. Also very intrigued by your discussion with our listeners about who's been the hotter team as of the last 2 weeks, Iowa or Iowa State. Mm-hmm. The one surprising score from this past college football weekend, in my mind anyway, was Iowa State. 66 they threw up on Texas Tech. Now, granted, the Red Raiders don't hang their hat on defense. But for Iowa State to do what they did and come on in that game at the end of the year, very interested to see their matchup with West Virginia. West Virginia kind of lost everything they were playing for last week in Morgantown when they got shellacked on Saturday night on national television by Oklahoma. They gonna have anything left in the tank to go to Ames this week?
Interesting. West Virginia favored by 8.5 on the road. We'll pick that on the Carl Ernie's Pick 6 coming up in just a little bit. And I think a lot of people thought equally impressive, or if not more, was Iowa State holding Texas Tech to 10 points.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because that is very much a high-powered offense, as everybody knows. Michigan, Ohio State, all the great – this is a great college football weekend. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just had one weekend to pick this year for watching football, I think it would be this one with all the great rivalries. And, yeah, they're trying to make Iowa-Nebraska into a rivalry. We know that. We get that. But Michigan, Ohio State, I think, tops the list. We'll have that game for you coming up on Saturday on 107.5 and 106.3 FM from Ohio Stadium. All the shenanigans, the usual shenanigans, are taking place between the two schools. I believe it's Ohio. Do you know what they do on the week of the Michigan game, Mark, around campus?
Please share.
Ohio, the staff, I'm sure there's a lot of public funds involved in this, they take down all the M's from around the campus that are hanging and that are visible.
Any M?
Any M that they can find is taken down for the week. And I don't know what they do with them. I don't know where they store them away.
So you're walking around campus with a screw gun in your hand and taking down every M
you are taking
that
down
you see.
Every M
like
that you see.
Men's room?
It's N's room. If there's a... Now, if it's a sign that can be disassembled, yes.
Yeah.
Now, if it's just a placard or something, they don't scribble out the M and have to put up
put a piece
new
of
one.
Tape over it, probably.
Maybe they do.
Yeah.
I do know about the large block M's or whatever the case may be around campus. They are all taken down, which I think is that too far, or is that just the sign of a great rivalry? What do you think? 319-366-1600. Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. Is that too far, or is that just the
That's
hallmark?
That's great fun, isn't it?
Or the hallmark of a great rivalry.
I mean, somebody's got to earn a paycheck doing that, don't they?
Huh? That's a week's work. Amount of work right there. I don't know. Would Iowa or Iowa State do that? Would Iowa or Minnesota do that? Going around taking all the M's down. The coaches, they don't mention the other team during the week. That team up there, whatever, you know. Urban Meyer doesn't mention Michigan in all his talks.
The rivalry is back on, is it not? With the arrival of Jim Harbaugh and the success the Wolverines have had this season.
Absolutely.
It's game on now.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you guys have covered this, but you could have a scenario where the Big Ten championship team, which could be Penn State, if Penn State beats Michigan State and Ohio State wins at home against Michigan, the Penn State Nittany Lions then go to the Big Ten championship game. If they win the Big Ten championship game, you could have a scenario where the Big Ten champion in a year where perhaps the Big Ten is the toughest conference in America does not go to the Final Four in the college football playoff. Does that blow everything up?
I think it's just as likely the Big Ten gets two teams in the Final Four.
Ohio State wins. Ohio State is in. Agree?
If Ohio State beats Michigan?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. No matter if they get to the Big Ten championship game and possibly lose?
No, they would have one loss in a fluky game at Penn State.
With two block kicks.
Right.
No, I agree. I agree.
Definitely among the best four teams in the country.
I don't think there's any doubt. What I'm going to be watching here in the next couple weeks is Oklahoma somehow coming off, what, 1-2 start or whatever it was, losing to Houston, losing to Ohio State, not looking particularly good in that, circling all the way around, and somehow getting back into the Final Four. That's what I'm going to be watching this week.
Oklahoma number 8 in the playoff rankings.
Some things have to happen. But either Ohio State or Michigan is going to lose. We know that.
Well, we've got Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, Michigan 3, Clemson 4.
Clemson could lose to North Carolina.
We've got Wisconsin sitting at 6.
Could lose to Minnesota.
Should Wisconsin win and Michigan lose, though, those two could flip-flop. You could find Wisconsin knocking on the door of the Final Four.
But then Wisconsin could lose to Penn State or Ohio State or Michigan or whomever in the Big Ten championship game in fall. Oklahoma's going to get a lot of respect if they go into the game with Oklahoma State and come away with the win in the Bedlam game. Could happen.
A lot of scenarios play out this weekend.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
That's what makes college football.
That Bedlam game, Oklahoma State, not until next week, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to take a week off with that. And if Oklahoma wins that game and does not get into the Final Four, the folks will be chirping in Big 12 land.
Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line
about
up and
not
active.
Having a championship game.
319-366-1600. That's also our phone line. Alex Kuhn, our producer, back in his regular chair on the other side of the glass. A couple comments about the activities in Columbus taking down the M's. 1260, boycotting a letter in the alphabet for a week due to a rivalry. All I can say is that is awesome. 9244.
Where's Michigan Mike, by the way?
Matt from Michigan.
Matt from Michigan. Yeah. I'm sorry.
9244, it's just good fun in my opinion.
Yeah, makes for a good rivalry.
Back to the Hodge-Greenway duo, 1424. Don't forget about Mike Humpel in that group. Fine quarterback.
Yeah. From New Hampton.
Speaking of Michigan, did you see today Jake Rudock has been activated by the Detroit Lions?
I did see that. You showed it to me. Why was he activated by the Detroit Lions, Mark?
Because the Chicago Bears quarterback depleted wanted to sign Rudock off the Lions practice squad. And the Lions thinking enough of Rudock, and Rudock had a really good preseason. And a lot of folks thought he beat out Dan Orlovsky for the backup to Matt Stafford, but the Lions thought enough of him to promote him to the 53-man roster.
Kind of to protect him. Future
investment,
perhaps.
Yeah, Orlovsky's contract is up this year. So the Lions may be thinking Rudock will back up Stafford next year. And Stafford is really durable. Hardly ever misses a down. So it's not the greatest spot to be in for Rudock, but hey, he's making an NFL paycheck. And there's some folks that we know didn't think that would ever happen with Jake Rudock.
More than a few people,
but
perhaps.
It is.
319-366-1600. Some college football news here. Tommy Burch of the Des Moines Register covers the Iowa State Cyclones. He is tweeting out that Iowa State's offensive coordinator and O-line coach Tom Manning has been named one of the 40 nominees for the Broyles Award given to the nation's best assistant football coach. And that award given annually. So congratulations to Tom Manning out there. Matt Campbell's getting things together. He's getting things rolling.
Yeah, he is. And that game last week was witness to that. And I should say if Cyclones happen to beat West Virginia and finish with 3 in a row, that's going to be a whole lot of momentum going to the offseason.
A whole lot of momentum to go to high schools around the Midwest, Ohio, state of Iowa, and show that. Already got some pretty good folks. Orion Vance going to Iowa State. The linebacker out of Dowling, who is just, my goodness, can he play football. He's first-team All-Stater. Can't remember his name right now offhand, but he's going to be going to Iowa State and playing as well. So Matt Campbell's getting some folks out there to buy into his Iowa State football program. And we're going to talk to Rob Gray coming up next week about that, about the finale of the football season and getting ready for the basketball season as well. Iowa State just scored again on Citadel.
And they had quite the week, 66 on the football field, 130 on the court.
Not bad.
Against Citadel.
Not bad. Not bad. All right, coming up in 19 minutes past the hour of 3, we're going to talk about the rivalry games. We're going to do that with John Krant from Jim Fife Sports in Las Vegas. And stay tuned. The pre-Thanksgiving edition of the Gym Class coming your way. Scott, Mark, Alex with you, taking you through the Wednesday 3 o'clock hour. Back with more after this on KGYM.
When I grow up, I want to be a piano player because my parents will be proud of me.
When you were a kid, you were free to dream.
I want to be a mermaid.
I like the idea of being a scientist.
I also want to be a tooth fairy.
At American Family Insurance, we believe now is when you should dream more than ever.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, until you get caught in the hustle and bustle. Fortunately, no one makes it easier to find unforgettable gifts than Helzberg Diamonds. And right now, we'll also give you the new Xbox One S Minecraft Bundle with your purchase of $999 or more. A $299 value, yours while supplies last. It's the season of giving, so give yourself a break at Helzberg Diamonds. Here's to love.
If your tires aren't working as hard as you are, they're not working hard enough. Starting Black Friday, and for 6 days only, get $60 off a set of select Bridgestone tires at Firestone Complete Auto Care. For more Black Friday offers, visit driveafirestone.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid November 25th through 30th while supplies last. In-store installation required. Exclude certain tire lines. See store or visit driveafirestone.com for full details. Not to be combined with any other offer on same product. No cash value. Offer void where prohibited.
Hawkeye, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:21 here on the Gym Class, KGYM, Wednesday edition of the program. We got college basketball coming your way tonight. All three of our frequencies, they've actually moved the game from 8 to 8:30. So it'll be an 8:30 start time on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. One of my favorite nights of the year, the finals of the Maui Invitational. Pretty good matchup. The Wisconsin Badgers and the North Carolina Tar Heels going at it tonight. And we'll have it at 8:30 for you in all three of our frequencies. And then NFL football, we'll talk about that with John coming up here in just a little bit. As we get ready to talk to John Krant from Jim Fife Sports in Las Vegas. Follow him on Twitter, Jim Feist Sports, and check them out online, jimfeist.com. Happy Thanksgiving to you, John. How do you do it in Las Vegas?
Same way as everybody else. Although sometimes I go to Caesar's Buffet, they do the cooking, but sometimes we do it at home, and probably go out to a restaurant or something. But it's always good to get home with the family, watch the games, relax. It's a great time. And plus, the weather's great right now, so we can even go for walks and not freeze to death yet.
A great trio of games Thursday, John. We'll get to Iowa, Nebraska, and Iowa State, West Virginia in just a bit here. But a lot of fun in store on Thursday. Let's start with the Vikings and Lions and your thoughts.
Yeah, here we have Vikings are a road underdog here, Detroit 2.5. And what's interesting is, you know, this Lions team is suddenly relevant again after being down for so long, a 5-1 run. And, okay, they beat the Jaguars last week, but they've beaten some good teams during this run. They beat the Eagles, they beat Washington by 3, and they even beat this Vikings team in overtime on the road. So they are quietly surprising a lot of people by playing well, and here they are a small home favorite in the early game tomorrow. And then you get a Vikings team that's easy to analyze. They're one-dimensional. They can't run the football. The offensive line's a mess, so it's all passing. And that the offense is last in the NFL in yards. But their defense is one of the best in the NFL. That keeps them in all these games. They did score 30 points against Arizona last week. However, just 217 yards, and it was because of an interception return. So the special team shows you how good the coaching staff is on this Vikings team, and that's the difference maker that I see in the tomorrow's game. Mike Zimmer, the coach, 37-15 against the spread, the Vikings are. And they get a Detroit team. I have questions with this coaching staff. And when they play NFC North division games like this, 3-9 against the spread, so I'm going to lean toward the underdog here. Minnesota getting back on track, winning 23-20 in a close one.
All on the game, the second game of the triple header will be in Arlington. It'll be Dallas taking on Washington, a very traditional game. No Clint Longley, I don't believe, in this one. Tony Romo could play the role of Clint Longley, though. Who knows how this will play out. Cowboys just keep doing it. 9 in a row. Can they make it 10 in a row tomorrow?
Wow, this Dallas team is amazing. What a great game this is going to be here. And yet we got Dallas, a big favorite here, 7 at home. And, yeah, they have been impressive across the board. This Redskins team, too, they're playing quietly pretty well. Remember, this team was 0-2 to start the year. Now 6-1-1 run. It's a big showdown tomorrow in this division. Kirk Cousins having a great season. The offense is number 6 in the NFL in yards. They're top 10 in rushing and passing. It's a great offense. And the defense playing very well, too. They had 515 yards in the win over Green Bay. Dallas, great across the board. However, if you're looking for one weak spot with these Cowboys, it'll be the secondary. They're 21st in the NFL against the pass. And this last week, they have some guys banged up. And that's not a good matchup for this Washington team that has speed and a lot of good passing options and Cousins on a nice little roll. So I'm going to call on this being a really close game. I don't believe Dallas should be this big a favorite. When these division rivals meet, no surprise in Vegas that the underdog is 29-8 against the spread. These are always close games favoring the dog. So I'm going to say Washington actually wins the game straight up 31-30.
Whoa! Yep. Calling for the upset. I like that.
Yeah, I upset Clint Longley with that one, too.
NFL action can be heard here on KGYM 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM. The South Gym beginning at 11 o'clock. Again, all three games right here on KGYM. Night game, Steelers, Colts. I imagine there's been some change of mind after it was announced that Andrew Luck is out of this game, John.
Big number change. Pittsburgh was actually 2.5 to 3-point favorite a couple days ago. Ballooned to 8 and even 10. It's back down now to 8. And, you know, the Steelers have a mediocre record here, but they got so much talent. Great quarterback. Even Big Ben is having a great year. 20 touchdowns, 7 picks. You got Le'Veon Bell. You got Brown. You got Coates. This team has so many weapons that I think it's only a matter of time before they start clicking. The Colts team, it's really kind of one-dimensional. It's Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton. They really carry the load, but there's a lot of holes on this team, and now one of those stars, Luck, is not going to be there. What stands out for me with Indy is their defense. They just don't have any. 29th in yards, they're 26th in points, and they're dead last in the NFL against the pass. Well, that's the thing the Steelers can do better than anybody here is pass the football, so I think it's going to be an absolute rout. I'll go with the Steelers indoors, click the passing game, maybe a 45-21 hammering.
Yeah, I can see that as well. Well, from the why can't the Chiefs have nice things department, because they lose in 3 consecutive years to Tennessee, no offense, your Bears last year at home, and now they lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They'll try to bounce back on the road at Mile High against the Denver Broncos on Sunday night, another game you can hear right here on KGYM. Both teams game behind the Oakland Raiders right now in the very competitive AFC West.
Yeah, I'm going to cut the Chiefs a little bit of slack because they have been dealing with a lot of injuries, and that was just a game where they gave up 442 yards on defense. Well, that's not like them. This is a great defense, one of the best in the league, and they just had a bad game at home. But take a look at the last 6 games. The Chiefs' defense has allowed 20 points only once, and that was 21 points. So they're still playing, despite what you saw last week, at an extremely high level, which keeps them in all these games. And then they're even getting healthy, too, with Justin Houston coming back. And this is a big game here, heading out on the road against Denver, rested Denver team off a bye. But this Denver team is not as good as a year ago. Even defensively, they're not good at stopping the run. They're one of the worst teams in the NFL, 29th. And the offense is up and down, shaky with the quarterback situation, plus losing running back C.J. Anderson. So it's not surprising when these teams meet, it's the underdogs as well as the road teams. The road team has actually covered 5 consecutive meetings, and the underdog is 4-0 against the spread, and it's not surprising, but it's a defensive battle with these teams, 7-2-2 to the under, and that's the way I'm going to look at this game. The Chiefs, after a spread loss like last week, are incredible, 35-15 under the total in bounce-back mode here, and so I'm going to go for a 20-17 game under this total, and it's going to be a close one, but I think the Chiefs are capable of not only winning this game, but winning this division.
Ooh.
Matt Barkley and David Fales are your quarterbacks for the Bears on Sunday, John. Is that all I need to know?
Well, I'm glad they're not my course. I'm going to stick a fork in the Bears. They just haven't had anything go right. Now you're down to your third-string quarterback. Mac Barley has really struggled for a young quarterback. It's not surprising. And they just can't hold leads, up 16-6 last week. So, yeah, I think this team is done. You got to start looking to the NFL draft. The team they're playing, the Tennessee Titans, okay, they have a losing record, but they're actually a pretty good little team to watch. This offense is one of the best in the league, seventh in the NFL in yards. They're third in rushing. You got Mariota, you got DeMarco Murray, who's been a great addition. Defense is the weak spot, and it's a young team all around, but the one thing they can't do is to beat the Colts. That was two straight losses now this season, the Colts, which would have given them a winning record. However, it's a good matchup for Tennessee. So I'm going to look at the Titans, maybe a 24-17 kind of win, but it's very difficult to back the Bears, and that's just where the number has gone to. Tennessee from 2-5, so the Bears aren't getting a lot of respect these days.
John Grant joining us, 3:29 on the usually on Thursdays, but of course tomorrow being Thanksgiving, he moved up 24 hours, Wednesday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. Let's turn to the great rivalries of college football. You don't get much more rivalry than Iowa-Nebraska. No, they're trying to make it a rivalry anyway. It's been a very entertaining series since it started in the Big Ten. The road team has won the last four. I guess, would favor Nebraska since they come to Iowa City this Friday. What do you think? What does Vegas think?
Well, there was no betting number on this game a couple of days ago because of the Nebraska quarterback situation. So I looked at the matchups and said Iowa should be about a 6-point favorite. Well, the number's out now, and it's 1.5, so that really surprises me. And the total is 40.5, and I understand it's pretty good weather around the country, so it's not looking for bad weather this weekend. That's an extremely low total. The Hawkeyes have certainly righted the ship with that win in their last home game over Michigan and then just a dominant performance over Illinois. Look at the defense in yards allowed the last two games, 201 yards to Michigan and 198 to Illinois. So this talented defense is really clicking as we thought it would most of the year. Now 15th in the nation in points allowed, and you got the balance on offense. Nebraska, they have a lot of trouble, a lot of problems here. 8-2 record, but senior quarterback Tommy Armstrong, he's had a concussion and dealing with ankle injuries much of the year. He is a game-time decision. You get this Riker Fife, who stepped in last week but then broke his hand. They had to use a wide receiver and Zach Darlington at the time. So they asked Mike Riley yesterday, who's going to be the quarterback? He said, I don't know. So that's part of what we're seeing with this betting line is they took it off the board. But look, Iowa won this game 28-20 a year ago. They had a terrific defensive performance, and they can win the football with 153 yards rushing. Iowa won the game by going 0-9 on third down. They still won the game by 8 points. They're not going to go 0-9 on third down again, and they're at home. So I think this is a relatively one-sided game here with Nebraska's injury, so I don't think it's going to be close like the odds makers. I'll go with maybe 24-16. I don't see much problems here for the Hawkeyes.
A lot of jaws dropped around here and maybe around the country, John, when they saw the scores throughout that Iowa State-Texas Tech game. It ended up 66-10, as you know. Scott and I just talked, Matt Campbell starting to get this thing together a little bit. Has West Virginia checked out after last week, though?
That's a very good section there. I got something that Jim Feist mentioned to me this week because he was watching that Oklahoma-West Virginia game. But wow, that team, that was a big game for them, and they went totally flat. Well, they are giving West Virginia some point spread operation here, 7.5 to 8.5, even though they're on the road after that crushing loss. And, yeah, Iowa State's getting some respect here with that win, very impressive win offensively against Kansas. And then last week, just total domination on both sides of the ball, shutting down one of the best offenses in the country. And, they're not only is Iowa State winning now, they've been covering these Vegas numbers for a while, 7-2 spread run. So can they end the season in a resounding fashion? Yeah, well, West Virginia, the last four games, a 2-2 record. At a game at Oklahoma State where they got blown out by 17. They won a couple of games, including Texas, but then last week they just got destroyed at home by the Sooners. And so this West Virginia team, 3-7 against the Vegas number when they go on the road. One thing that stands out is they do have a pretty good defense, despite what you saw last week, 24th in the nation, and they're on a 23-9 run under the total. That's 24 points per game. That's 44th in the nation. That explains these low-scoring games. One of them was last year when they faced Iowa State, a 30-6 game. That was a different-looking Iowa State team. They look a lot more confident, and the defense certainly is improving. So I don't agree with this number being 7 to 8.5 here. I think it's going to be a really close game. I can't give you the winner, but I will give you the final score, 24-23 in a really close, fun game that comes down to the wire.
Yeah, that would be fun, and even more fun if Iowa State can come away with a win in that one against West Virginia. Rivalry games. Let's start with the Iron Bowl. Alabama taking on Auburn. All signs point to a big Alabama victory, but it is the Iron Bowl, and strange things have happened over the years, including 110-yard returns of missed field goals in the last couple years or so. But does the Tide get it done and go into the playoff at number one, or at least in the SEC championship game?
Well, the Tide are amazing. Here's a rivalry game against a really great Auburn defense, and they make Alabama an 18-point favorite. This team is amazing because, you know, the Republic team, Bama, is defending champs. There's no secret with this team. They got NFL talent, and yet they're 8-2 against the spread. So these, I feel bad for the odds makers. What do? When you make numbers on these games, you make it 3 points higher than what your power ratings say. Would you say, ah, the heck with it, let's make it a whole touchdown higher? Because they just win and cover these games, and they certainly get up for these marquee top 20 games. They played Arkansas, won by 29. Number 9, Tennessee, they won by 39. They crushed Texas A&M and LSU by double digits. So they just take it up a notch against these good teams. So what chance does Auburn have here? Well, they have quarterback Sean White, who's been banged up this last week with a shoulder injury. They really don't want to use the senior quarterback, Jeremy Johnson, who played last week, but I watched him the last couple of years, and he was struggling badly, not a very good passing quarterback. And what Auburn does is run the football, top five in the nation, but you can't run against the Bama defense. The wild card in all this is the Auburn defense. They're number 18th in the nation in yards. They're 7th in points allowed. They've really turned this defense around quickly in 1 year. So I have to look at a defensive football game. That's really the only way Auburn has got to stay in this one. But in the end, Bama just has too much of NFL talent and getting up for these games. And keep in mind, Bama, yeah, they lost that one game you mentioned with the kickoff return, but they're still 4-1 against the spread in those other five games last year. Plus, they ran up 465 total yards in last year's meeting. So I'll have to go Alabama, maybe 35-16.
The last time we saw Michigan leave the state, John, was November 12th, and that night game, a loss at Iowa. Now the ultimate meaningful road game at Ohio State with a backup quarterback. What are the numbers saying? What do you say?
Well, did you give the Michigan Wolverines an early Thanksgiving turkey on the way out just to be nice?
I think the Hawkeyes did, John.
They sure did. Well, here's a number. Yeah, this is a great early rivalry game here early on Saturday. Ohio State's 6.5-point favorite at home. The total has plummeted from 51 down to 45.5. And here's a Michigan team that, you know, they got some dominant numbers, particularly on defense, number one in the nation in yards and points. But these last two games, Iowa, they were 24-point favorite at one point over Iowa. Iowa beat them straight up and shut them down. And then even last week's game against Indiana, 24-point favorite. They win 20-10. And it really starts with this quarterback situation. Wilton Speed is hurting. Kind of a game-time decision. They do have John O'Korn, who is a senior. He had a lot of playing time when he was at Houston a few years ago. But we saw him lately last week, and he looked terrible against a bad Indiana defense, missing open receivers, looked flustered. I don't know if it was the surprise, but he put a little heat on him, and he was out of whack. So I'm not sure what type of John O'Korn we're going to see, the guy who was confident at Houston or the guy who looked terrible last week. However, this is a tough spot. You're going on the road to Columbus. The fans are going to be rooting against you. And Ohio State is somewhat similar to Bama here. They're just in another zone when it comes to coaching and recruiting. Their defense, number 4 in the nation in yards, number 3 in points. So they're as good as Michigan defensively. And then you got the solid quarterback situation with JT Barrett, 24 touchdowns, 4 picks. They are just rolling right now. And they rolled a lot against Michigan of late, 7-2 against the spread. They crushed the Michigan team in Ann Arbor last year, 42-13. So I'm going to have to go with the home team here. I'm going to back Urban Renewal, Ohio State 27-13.
Well, Ohio State wins, Penn State wins, Penn State goes to the championship, and Ohio State just sits around for 4 weeks getting ready for the semifinals.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, John, and let us know if you have a free play for us and a little bit about Jim Feist Sports.
Sure, yeah, we got three free plays I'll give you. First, Jim Feist, you can get the rest of the month from him for $49, 866-546-9467, or just go to jimfeist.com. Let's go through Steelers on Thursday. That'll be a blowout. And then Friday, I have to go with Iowa. And then Saturday, I'll go with Ohio State. So I'm backing two of the home teams here.
Like that. Have a great Thanksgiving, John, and we'll talk to you regular time next Thursday.
All right, gentlemen, you have my permission to fatten up tomorrow.
No problems with that.
Right here.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it. 3:39, we will take a break. No, let's do this. Before we take a break, Mark, it's a very big night. Hey, huge night on the lanes. They're all big. Some are just bigger than others. As we give you a Bowling Night in America preview, we have to wrap this all in one, a Bowling Night in America preview. We will not be able to give the wrap because it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. By the way, yes, we bowl on the night before Thanksgiving.
Kidding me? That's the biggest night.
Was there any doubt? thanks to Maze City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the sponsor of Bowling Night in America. It is truly going to be a biggie tonight.
It's epic.
It is Ohio State,
Michigan.
We're taking down all the V's.
Taking down all the V's. That's because the opponent is Viking Lounge. The first place Viking Lounge guys, they are two up on the Rusty Nails. 1-2, mano y mano tonight.
Nice.
Scott and I are not on, though.
But we're there.
I think we're going to make an appearance. Rusty in his last appearance before going to Florida, I believe, unless he's changed his mind.
Find out tonight.
Yeah. Been under the weather. I think he's okay.
You haven't heard anything.
I have not.
He's not going to miss this.
Rusty's not a phone guy, though.
That's
he doesn't
true.
Like...
technology.
Necessarily talking on the phone, text, and all that good.
Just likes Tennessee and golf.
He does. Yeah, should
and
be
a little libation.
It should be a fun night. And, you know, unlike, am I banging things here? Or you or
me.
What? You know, 20 years ago, and, you know, all the boys would come back from wherever they live, the high school friends, and go bowling night in America and then hit the town and.
Oh, boy.
I can't say I missed those days.
Bowled a 300, though, on the night before
Thanksgiving. I did. My only 300 was on the night before Thanksgiving. And yeah, there's a little celebration that night, I guess.
I bet there was.
That was fun.
So it ought to be a good one tonight. The first place up for grabs against Matt and Buzz and those Bronco guys.
Although Buzz is out. Buzz is taking the night off as well. He had like a 790
now,
something
a minute,
last
wait
week.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You mean the same individual that gives us a hard time every time you come up with a blind schedule? We don't know who we're bowling. And
not when I make out the schedule. I have no idea who
you have bowling. No idea. And then when we are off, gives us a hard time because we are not there. Or usually you're not there.
Brian Moore, one buzz.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's the same guy. Will not be there tonight. Oh, he's going to hear about that.
Well, I don't know what he's got going on, but pot calling the kettle black there, I think, a little bit.
Oh, it'll be a good time. It will be epic tonight. Maybe the last Rusty game of the year and battle for first place.
Should be a lot of fun. We'll take it in for a little while, and hopefully the boys can bring it home.
There you go.
MayCityBowlCR.com is the website. The phone number 362-0136. Give them a call if you have any questions about open bowling, company outings, birthday parties. And while you're out there, make sure and visit the pro shop. Andy Dirks will set you up.
Yeah, and if you got the family in town, maybe a good chance to go do some bowling. So give them a call out there at May City Bowl and see if they've got some open lanes for you. Great family entertainment right there. And go out and maybe you knock them down good enough you want to join one of those leagues. All right.
All there is mature leagues out there. Okay.
We're finding more and more about the mystery behind mature league too. We don't like it. 3:43. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll put the panel together. We'll have the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, the Thanksgiving edition, when we return after this here on KGYM. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Have you experienced this when buying a used car?
How many miles to the gallon does it get?
About 9 miles.
Is that good?
Sure. I wouldn't walk 9 miles.
Don't buy a used car without a diehard 360 vehicle assessment. You may know a little about cars, but Sears Auto Center knows a lot. For $49.99, you get an unbiased, professional 120-point inspection in a neutral meeting place and a full Carfax report. See stores or SearsAuto.com for details. Get the power of diehard at Sears Auto Centers.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and 3 pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of 3 of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on 3 golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 3 pancakes for 89 cents, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
You know how to drive in winter. You slow down, counter steer, and do all the things you should. But even the most careful driver can end up in a fender bender on a snowy, icy Iowa day. If it happens to you, take your vehicle to Bob Mickey Collision Center. Every repair is guaranteed, and they work with all insurance companies, but they work for you. It's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Center Point Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
Had a couple of drinks watching today's game? Should you be behind the wheel? Buzzed driving is drunk driving. It's easy to tell when someone has had too much to drink. But what about when someone has too many to drive? The legal limit in Iowa is .08, and law enforcement is cracking down on all drivers behind the wheel and over the limit. Don't underestimate your limit. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back at 3:46 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Hope you have a safe one. Have a very good one with friends and family. And we will be back with you. Actually, coming up on Friday, we're going to have the After the Final Gun live from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. We'll be down there at approximately 6 o'clock after the Black Friday game between Iowa and Nebraska. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And looking forward to being down there. Mark, you'll be down there. I'll be down there. We'll join Todd from Kinnick Stadium. Tyler will be down there as well. So lots of... I'm looking forward to the Friday. I always like that day of college football.
I was sitting at 7 wins instead of maybe 5 or 6. Makes this a lot more appealing. There's motivation in ahead for both sides, and we'll get into that maybe not only today going on to the afternoon Players Club, but certainly on the pregame coming up Friday morning.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And the pregame will be coming up 12:30 on Friday on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. Time for the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, brought to you by Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City on Highway 1 West. We welcome in the czar of the Pick 6. That would be Mr. Todd Brommelkamp. Happy pre-Thanksgiving.
Well, gentlemen, you guys have a reason to be thankful about 18 of them this year, because that's the game differential between the Gym Class and the APC. I don't want to jinx you, or maybe I do.
No,
but
you
guys have never beaten the Balbinot and Brommelkamp / APC.
Never?
Never.
Wow.
In the history of the Carl and Ernie's
Look
pick
at what
six.
Has happened this year. The Cubs win the World Series, Trump wins an election, and the Gym Class wins the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6.
It's not
How
over
about
yet.
That?
Not so fast, my friends. We've still got bowl season. We have Sean with us.
We have Sean with
us. Sean, I'm going to ask you one of the great questions of known to mankind, and that is... whether or not Coach's Corner and Carl and Ernie's is going to be open on Thanksgiving for all the folks coming into town for the Iowa-Nebraska game?
Yeah, I'd like to say yes, but you know how I feel about all the Nebraska people, so no, we're closing on Thanksgiving. I'm going to give my I'm going to give all my employees a day off, and we're going to hit it real hard on Friday.
All right, that's the worst part about this series, is if you get into town the night before the game, very few things are actually open. Lincoln is always a ghost town, and Iowa City, pretty much the same thing. Well, Sean, you actually get to go first this week because you were the winner last week via the tiebreaker. And we're going to start in Ames with Iowa State on a two-game heater against West Virginia. The Mountaineers are an 8.5-point favorite.
And Iowa State burnt me pretty bad. They made me look really bad last week. I'm gonna take the Cyclones. I'm going to give them one. Since they embarrassed me last week, I took Texas Tech. Give me the Cyclones.
I'm up.
How long were you gone on vacation, Scott? 3 years?
Seems like.
You don't remember the order?
30.
Yes. All right, you're up.
Iowa State is rolling right now, and you combine that with the fact that I think West Virginia has put an official stamp on this one. I will take the Cyclones. They may even win this game. I may even agree with John Cranton that they could pull this one out.
This is the recharged Scott Unash, Todd.
Okay. I'll take your
decompressed
word for it.
At a minimum, too big a number. Give me Iowa State.
That's 3 for 3
so far.
Should
have quit after the 35 on the front nine.
I should have.
Did you guys see that West Virginia-Oklahoma game last week? Mm-hmm. Oklahoma absolutely rolled West Virginia. I think there's a little bit of a down performance after that as well. Give me Iowa State.
There's something wrong here. We're all taking Iowa State. Tyler?
Why do you think I'm wearing my best yellow today, boys?
West Virginia?
Win or lose, we still booze. Give me West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Plus, I'm down. I'm 10 under.
All right, he's
I'm
on the under. Island. Scott,
you've
got Michigan State and Penn State. The Nittany Lions are a 13-point favorite in the, I believe this is the Land-Grant trophy game.
The Land-Grant trophy game between Michigan State and Penn State. Penn State playing well, but so is Michigan State. I don't think Michigan State's going to win this game, but I will take 13 big points and go with Sparty.
Let's rewind this. Too big a number. Sparty.
Make it a clean sweep for the gym class. I'll go with Sparty.
Mm. Does that change the thinking?
One of the biggest James Franklin fans around,
of
Todd Brommelkamp.
APC.
I'm just trying to think of the acronym for too big a number, like NEP, to borrow from Tyler here, but I've wanted to take Michigan State all along, and I'm going to take them here as well. I think they have an opportunity to make this a little bit of a tight contest. They'll now lose 49-3.
Get me Sparty.
Ah! All right. Sean, do you make it a clean sweep, or do you like Penn State?
I agree with what Todd said. I think Penn State's going to win 49-13. So I'm going to take Penn State.
All right. Sean is on the – it's a two games and two islands here. We've got Wisconsin at home, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, Mark Dukes. They're a 14.5-point favorite over the Gophers.
That's a trick spread right there. Give me Wisconsin.
Seems like a trick spread, but that's too many points. I'll take the Gophers to cover.
I'm right there with you, Mark. I'm going to go with Wisconsin here against my better judgment.
It's going to be a big party in Madison after this big victory over Minnesota.
It's always a big party in Madison.
But you know what? I think both of these teams, Penn State and Wisconsin, allow their opponents to cover before they meet up in Indy. So I'll take the Gophers.
Sean, Minnesota or Wisconsin?
Is that an 11 o'clock game, guys?
Todd, 11 o'clock?
No, I believe it's a 2:30 kickoff.
Dang. Because I think Minnesota's going to win this game, and then all the Nebraska fans are going to think if they beat Iowa, they're going to the title game, then we're going to beat them. So I'm going to take Minnesota.
Going Minnesota on that one. I'm going to agree with Sean. I'm going to take the Gophers as well. I think too many points for the Axe right there.
All right, Alex Kuhn. It's Illinois and Northwestern at Ryan Field. A 15.5-point spread on this contest. The battle for the sweet... Well, ooh, no.
No, they don't
play for the Sweet Sue Tomahawk anymore.
No.
Not in politically correct America. What is it now?
Oh, it's a different name, but it'll always be the Tomahawk.
They'll always be playing for the Tomahawk between these two teams. 15.5 points.
I think that they've pretty much packed it in at the Illinois football complex for the season. I can't imagine them scoring more than a touchdown. Give me Northwestern to cover.
I saw them getting ready to put the tarps on the stands at Memorial Stadium last weekend. They are literally packing it in.
Could have done it while the game was going on.
Starting in 2009, they transitioned from the Sweet Sue Tomahawk to the Land of Lincoln Trophy.
This is as close as Lovie Smith gets back to Chicago this season. I'm going to go with Northwestern here as well.
Tyler Ryder.
Too much defense for the Cats. Purple Kitty football.
All right. Northwestern, Illinois. Sean, what do you think?
Well, being in Champaign this last weekend, there's no way Illinois has thawed out yet because I still haven't. I'm going to take Northwestern.
This seems too easy. Seems too easy. I got to go with Northwestern. Illinois is bad. Mark, do it for Lovie Smith.
No, make it a sweep. Not a big enough number.
Do it for Lovie Smith.
That's called nep.
All right, let's head to Columbus. It's the game, which doesn't have a trophy involved. These two teams just don't like each other. That's what a rivalry is all about. Ohio State, a 6.5-point favorite over Michigan. And I think the Buckeyes are going to absolutely roll to victory.
Tyler.
OHIO.
Mm-hmm. Sean, Ohio State, Michigan.
I just told my girlfriend's dad, Kirk, that I liked Michigan. But sitting around here thinking about it, I got to go with the Buckeyes. Something made me change my decision here.
Man, I hate this. I had Ohio State written down.
This is when you think about it way too much.
18-game lead is weighing on.
Yes, it
is. Gym class.
Yes, it is.
This is Scott Unash.
I'm going Michigan. I'm changing. I'm waffling.
You think the Cubs cared about what the Brewers and Reds were doing in September?
I think Ohio State wins, but Michigan keeps it close with that defense.
All we have to do is agree with these guys, and we keep our lead, Scott.
That's bad radio, Mark. All these sweeps are bad radio.
That's bad radio. Of all the things we do here, that is bad radio. Okay, I'll take your word for it, Mark Dukes.
Quite a difference between the quarterbacks, and there'll be quite a bigger difference in the spread. Was it 6.5?
Yes.
For sure, yeah.
Ohio State?
Yes.
Wilton Spate, he's practicing. He has his arm immobilized against his chest, and Jim Harbaugh says he's day-to-day. Alex Kuhn.
We all are.
I expect a similar outcome to last year. Todd, I agree with you. Ohio State rolls.
All right, Iowa and Nebraska, we're going to pick this one at the spread from earlier in the week, which is Iowa as a 3-point favorite over the Huskers. It's now down to 2, just for everybody's reference. And our tiebreaker this week, Tyler, C.J. Beathard's total passing yards. He has been held under 100 yards in back-to-back weeks.
I actually think he's over 100 yards in this contest, but not by much. I'm going to take Beathard at 100 in his uniform numbers. So give me a $116 for Beathard and a Hawkeye victory by more than 3 points. I'll sit on a 24-20 game here. Give me the Hawks. Give me 116.
All right, Sean.
Well, the site I'm just looking at looks like Iowa's favored by 1.5. So I actually think Iowa's going to win this one big, guys. And I think Beathard's going to have 202 passing yards.
I think Iowa's going to win, but I think it's going to be very close. Maybe 1 point. Ooh. So I will take Nebraska with the points. Give me an Iowa win. And 151 for Beathard.
Of course, it all comes down to Tommy Armstrong and his ability to play this week with injuries. All indications are he's going to play, and I think that spells trouble for Iowa. He wants he'll remember last year's game when he threw 4 interceptions. I think Nebraska wins this game 21-17. I think Beathard, out of necessity, is going to have to pass more because Nebraska's got a good rush defense. A gross amount of 144.
I agree with you, Mark. Hate to say it, I have Nebraska. I will say 95 yards for C.J. Beathard.
Under 100 yards, three games in a row. How about that?
Wow.
Well, for the purposes of being inconsistent, since I have will in other locations say Iowa's going to win the game, for the purposes of the pick six, I'm going to take Nebraska here, just because the point spread is moving in their direction. And for passing yards, I think Iowa's probably going to have to try to go through the air a little bit here, but... what was that gross? 144?
144 was Mark Gross, yes.
145.
Oh!
So
you want a waffle on that too, Todd? Or no?
I got between 151 and 200.
Is the waffler over here. He's trying to set himself up for a cabinet position in Washington. It should be noted, by the way, that Sean, who won last week, was picked dead last. So there you go. 319-366-1600. We need six callers. Pick one of our panel members, and if we do the best job, we're going to hook you up with a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub.
All right. Sean, what time Friday are you guys opening up, and we look forward to seeing you down there.
Yeah, guys, it's going to be a great day. Hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving, and both places, Coach's Corner and Carl and Ernie's, will be open at 10 a.m. Can't wait to have all those Nebraska fans come in after the game. It's going to be a bloodbath, guys. Iowa's going to win huge.
And you may remind them of that if that is the case.
Now, there's a couple Nebraska fans out there that know me pretty good, and I don't want to see them.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you Friday, Sean.
All right, guys. Thank you very much, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. You too. Thanks, Sean.
He's back. He's back on the train.
Is that the grain train?
I agree with him. He's probably still thawing out from... He paid, I think, $30 a ticket for his group that they took down there. At kickoff, you could have got 50-yard line seats for $9.
$9,
50-yard line seats for a Big Ten football game.
Jeez. There you go. 319-366-1600. APC is coming your way next. We've got Wisconsin and North Carolina coming up tonight at 8:30 with the Maui Invitational. That'll be on all three of our frequencies. Guys, happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you Friday.
You too. We'll see you Friday, and look forward to a big big weekend of games.
That should be a lot of fun. Stay tuned, APC next, right here on KGYM.
With AT&T and DirecTV, I get access to tons of college football almost anywhere I want from my phone or tablet. It comes in handy when my wife makes plans for us on game days. Today we're bird calling.
Caw-caw! Here, bird!
My favorite part of bird calling is watching college football. Now I can experience the majesty of nature and keep up with all things college football all season long with AT&T and DirecTV.
AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Content channels and functionality vary by TV package, viewing location, and device. Data charges may apply. Coverage and service not available everywhere.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
I'm a guy who was raised by wolves, and life hasn't been easy. Wolves yell a lot, and they never take you to Pizza Hut. But since leaving the woods, I've become a bona fide hut lover. I love how the 10-any deal lets me carry out a large Pizza Hut pizza. Any toppings, any recipe, just $10. Even